Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Good morning and welcome. It's Super Bowl Sunday here at the College to Pro Players Platform Show. And today we're joined with inside linebacker from Northern Illinois, the Huskies. It's Pat Schiller. Pat, good morning. Thanks for switching the schedule and coming on. How's the weekend treating you so far?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Weekend's been great. It's been really good. Been nice and relaxing. Looking forward to watching the Super Bowl today.
Yeah, and Super Bowl pick, I mean, do you root for either team or do you have a favorite?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't my favorite matchup, but two great teams, battling it out. You know, it's gonna be a good game today, I think. But I think I'm gonna go with the G-Men today, and I think the Giants are gonna pull away with a win.
Definitely, and I'm curious. I mean, a lot of offensive weapons out there: Gronkowski, Hakeem Nicks, Victor Cruz, Wes Welker. When you watch the game today, I mean, how much do you kind of put an emphasis on, you know, if you were on the field yourself, kind of going through the plays, or are you just kind of just taking the moment and enjoy the game?
You know, I think today I'm just gonna take in the moment and enjoy the game. Like you said, it's two great offenses battling it out, and it's tough to. You know, without sitting down and watching a whole bunch of film on them, you know, it's hard to say what I would do if I was out there. It's gonna be interesting to see, what they do because they do have so many weapons.
Yeah, definitely, it should be a high scoring game. And for you, you're defensive minded. You led the team, I think, with 115 tackles your final year at the Huskies. Can you believe your time at Northern Illinois has kind of come and gone, and now you're knocking at the door of the NFL?
Yeah, it's definitely crazy to think how fast it's gone by. It's been a great 4 years at Northern Illinois. We were able to end the season this year on a very high note, winning a MAC championship and then winning the GoDaddy Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. And I was fortunate enough to be invited to the NFLPA All-Star Game out in Los Angeles, California. And, that was just a great experience in itself. And I was able to meet a lot of great people. So, you know, my time is, you know, I've been very, very, very fortunate. And, I'm excited for this next step in my life. And, I'm gonna put my heart into it. And I'm really just looking forward to it.
Definitely. You covered a lot of topics I was going to bring up as well. I mean, you guys did have a great season. All the accolades that followed. I think it's almost like a dream come true. To have your final year, knowing that there's so much riding on how you perform and how the team performs, and I don't think you could ask for a better finish. I'm curious, I mean, you go out to California, the NFLPA game. What was that experience like for you?
You know, it was really great. They treated us first class, people. We were treated like we were in the NFL. I mean, they really showed us what it was like to be in the NFL, and they really taught us how – to stay in the NFL and what it means to be a professional. And all of our coaches there, they were veterans in the NFL, played 10 plus years, were all Pro Bowlers. So they knew what it took to play. And, a lot of the guys there, they were free agent type of guys, and they were able to make long lasting careers in the NFL. And, some of them will be in the Hall of Fame. And, I was fortunate enough to be around, Priest Holmes and, Isaac Bruce, Dick Vermeil, a bunch of great names that played, and it was just a great overall experience. I was able to play with a lot of great talent across the country, and I was able to showcase my skills as best as possible, to show everybody out there that I could play at the next level.
And once again, Pat Schiller, the Northern Illinois Husky inside linebacker, joining us here on the Pro Players Platform Show. Pat, when you look back, I mean, a lot accomplished. Was there anything that you didn't kind of get to? Was there one thing that kind of irks at you? I mean, I know a lot of the great ones always look back, and there might have been something they missed or something you didn't get over the hump with. But do you leave pretty satisfied?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I accomplished what I wanted to. A goal of mine this season was to be a 100-plus tackler, and I was able to do that. I was able to be an all-conference player. And then, you know, I think when I look back, the biggest thing, you know, that I'm happy about is this year we were able to win a MAC championship. But you know, I don't know if you remember, but the year before that we kind of got our hearts taken away from us when we lost in the final seconds of a MAC championship game. You know, if I could go back and, you know, winning back-to-back MAC championships, that would have been pretty special. And you know, really just get our name on the map, being a MAC school, we really want to get our name out there and, you know, show the rest of the teams that, you know, we're a team to beat, and we mean business.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm in Youngstown, Ohio, so I see a lot of MAC football. I'm like 45 minutes away from Kent and Akron, so
okay.
I kind of get my foot in the door. I see you guys come through. I see the – so, yeah, I mean, MAC football teams, football players, the coaches that come out of the MAC, it really is a hotbed of football. And, you know, I think I was talking with somebody yesterday. There's so many guys that get overlooked from the MAC, you know, but then but then they turn out so successful. You almost maybe if guys start getting hyped, then they'll flop. But it seems like all you guys fly under the radar coming out of the MAC, and lo and behold, you guys make it in the NFL, and you guys have long, successful careers. And, you know, like I said, maybe the harder road to get there, but in the end, it's all good. I ask every guy that comes on this show this question. I mean, if we put you in an NFL uniform, the helmet and the pads, but we don't know that's Pat Shiller out there playing, who are you going to remind us the most with your style of play?
You know, I think I play similar to, you know, a Patrick Willis style of player. I think he's, you know, a hard-nosed guy. He can play sideline to sideline. You know, he's not one of the biggest linebackers in the league. And, you know, if I get to that point, I wouldn't be either. And, you know, I think he's a great role model. And I think he's one of the best in the game. And I think his style of play is very similar to mine. I mean, the guy can run, and the guy can stop, you know, plays up the middle. And, you know, I think I'm very similar to that. And if I can in any way emulate Patrick Willis in how he plays, I think I'll be pretty successful.
Yeah, definitely. And you're talking about that size. Were you working out, kind of getting ready for pro days and things of that nature?
Yeah, right now I'm training at a place called Pro Force. It's in Batavia, Illinois, pretty close to my hometown. So I'm very fortunate in that. My agent is providing me with a great trainer. The guy's name is Chris Browning. He runs a really great facility. So, you know, 6 days a week I'm training. One day out of that week we'll be doing pool workouts and rehab and stuff like that. And he's got docs on hand that we work with, and it's great. I mean, working on my speed, explosiveness, and power, really trying to get, you know, my skills to stand out, you know, for my pro day when that comes on March 9th.
Definitely. And Dave Lee, players rep, they represent you. I mean, what did Dave bring to the table along with, like, Andy Sims? What did those guys bring that kind of said, you know, these are the best people for me?
You know, they're just very, very genuine people. You know, you could tell, so, you know, some agents have that and some don't. And I knew right away when I was talking with Dave and Andy that they really cared about me, and they really had faith in me, and they just had a lot of confidence that, you know, I would be on a team. And, you know, if I had a great pro day and, you know, did what I was supposed to do, that, you know, they would hold up their end of the bargain. And that they would, you know, help me get, you know, on whatever team possible, whatever round or that may be, or whether it's a, you know, priority free agent, whatever it is, you know. And, you know, being from a MAC school, you know, I think that's kind of what we talked about earlier. You have that chip on your shoulder. You feel like you always have something to prove, and that's how I feel. And, you know, I think that they took that into consideration, and they know that I'm going to work hard, and, you know, I'm going to do, you know, anything I can to be on the team.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I get excited. I work with certain agencies, and when I get their clients on, you just kind of know through the agency what type of guys are going to come through on the show, and then what kind of guys are going to kind of transcend to the next level. And you're definitely in a good fit, because, I mean, most of the guys, you know, end up having a successful career. So, like I said, it's always good to get player rep guys on, because I know they're going to become NFL guys. So it's always good for, you know,
thank
good
you.
For
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm definitely excited.
Oh, Debbie, you got, yeah, I mean, this is the time of your life. I mean, it's going to be probably a lots of peaks and valleys throughout the next 6 months. But, you know, all in all, it's a wonderful experience. I ask this as well. I mean, because, you know, scouts are listening, man. I mean, this is your shot. I mean, if there's a part of your game that they're not taking notice of or you don't think you get a lot of credit for, I mean, what would be one of those things that you'd want to point out to them? So, you know what, I think I do this particularly well, but for whatever reason, I don't get any notice for it.
You know, I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of, like, something where, you know, I don't get credit for. I know I just, like, you know, most people know that, you know, I can play, you know, both outside and inside linebacker. You know, I try to showcase my skills as much as possible at the NFLPA game at outside linebacker. You know, I played outside linebacker early on in my career. So I think what really kind of sets me apart is, you know, I was pretty versatile. And I was able to play, you know, all Mike Sandman, Will. And it was able to really, you know, teach me a lot of, you know, the defense and help me become, you know, a really good student of the game. And, you know, I think what really sets me apart is, you know, my speed, my sideline to sideline speed, my closing speed. I feel like, you know, it's next to none. And, you know, I know that I have to prove that. So I'm not trying to sit down here to, you know, prove to anybody that, you know, I'm faster than, you know, what I might say. But, you know, I think that's something that they should definitely take into consideration.
Oh, definitely, and I agree with that. I think those are great takes. Ben, you know, I mean, you're your own player. Going out there and playing that outside linebacker in that Players All-Star game, did you feel comfortable? I mean, or was it kind of fun just doing something different? I know sometimes, you don't get bored doing the same thing, but, you know, it's kind of just fun doing a little bit of something, you know, and kind of being able to, you know, get around to the ball in a different angle.
Yeah, you know, when we got there was, you know, about seven linebackers on the American side, which is the team that I played for. And, you know, everybody, you know, wanted to play the position that they played, you know, at their college. And I was thinking, you know what, let me play outside linebacker because, you know, this way I got some film at me playing against the best of the best at, you know, at another position. And this way it just gets my foot in the door that much more. Whether I'm being looked at as an outside guy or as an inside guy, you know, I think I was able to, you know, show everybody that I could play both.
Definitely. And once again, the All-MAC first team linebacker, Pat Schiller from Northern Illinois, joining us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show. Pat, before we wrap things up, I always like to take it off on a kind of goofy, fun angle to give those listeners out there a little behind-the-scenes nooks and crannies views of what some of your thoughts are. You ready to take a shot with some of those questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, would you get farther along on a cooking show or a dancing show? There's so many shows where celebrities and stuff go on. If you're on a cooking or dancing show, which one are you likely most to end up in the finals and win?
I'm going to go ahead and say dancing.
Nice. So not so much of a cook?
You know, I cook, but you know, I leave that up to my roommate. He's a better cook of the two, I think I can definitely showcase my skills better. Better dancing. I think I got a good hip movement, and I think I can show people, you know, what I can do out on the dance floor.
Definitely fucking like a true professional football player. I got good hip on the hand, able to bend, good hip movement, out of quick on. And then if you could take out any female celebrity for a bite to eat, who would you like to take to dinner?
Oh, man, that's tough. I don't know. I would say Carrie Underwood for sure. Carrie Underwood.
Nice.
She's absolutely gorgeous. And,
Yeah, she's a pretty girl. And she got two votes so far this year. And don't feel bad, though. It's a very wide open race. Usually we always have, like, two girls that are like heads and shoulders above everybody else in the votes, but for some reason this year every single guy comes on, it's like a different one. But I remember Ian Wilde, the Mercyhurst linebacker, strong safety. He also is kid.
Okay.
Carrie Underwood. We got two Carrie Underwoods in the house, both defensive guys, both linebackers. So it must be something about linebackers, Carrie Underwood, and the rest is history.
Yeah, tell her to give me a call or something.
Yeah, but you know, I see her on the switchboard right now. She's calling in, I see my phone's texting, and she's like, "Can you pass me Pat's number?" So it's okay to give her your number?
Yeah, it's totally fine. Put it up.
You know, it would be great if when you hung up, the phone rang up her, you'd come on the show all the time, huh?
Yes, have me on anytime you want.
And the final question before we let you go today is, did you have a nickname, or did anybody on your team have a nickname that is kind of one of those names that you just won't ever forget?
Early on in my career, a lot of the older guys, like Larry English, who's playing for the San Diego Chargers, a lot of those, and then a few other guys, they nicknamed me A-Gap. The reason why they did that was I coming in there, I didn't really know the playbook very well, but every time I was in there, I would just shoot the A-gap as hard as I could, and I would just blow people up. And I got the nickname A-gap because, that's pretty self-explanatory. I would just go, and
excellent. Well, hey, we appreciate you taking some time this morning, Super Bowl morning, Super Bowl Sunday, and joining us here on the show. Best of luck. Shout out to Players Rep for also hooking this up and letting us share their clients to you, the listeners, and we'll have your bio page up soon enough, too, and we'll get that off to you as well. But, Pat, we appreciate it. Great career in the MAC, and we'd love to get you back on the show as things get farther along the road. That way people can stay in touch with what's going on with you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, Pat Schiller, the first team All-MAC, also champion of the MAC, joining us here on the College of Pro Players Platform Show. As always, we appreciate our guests coming on, talking a little football, sharing it with you guys, the listeners, so we can bring you up close and personal with these guys as they make their path towards the NFL draft.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.